And sorry for the delay. Yes, well, in terms of, if we have to, first, thank you, thanks for giving me the floor. If we have to talk about global information system, I think that WMO has a long and successful history with the World Weather Watch in exchanging meteorological data. It is a 75 years old enterprise that works very well because you receive on your mobile phone pretty reliable weather forecast every day through your apps. It also provides, and this is very important, an infrastructure that is open to the exchange of other data. And we are working now, both theoretically in the sense of developing the various technical aspects, but also practically in implementing pilot projects in several areas of the world on the expansion, on testing the expansion of this facility to the exchange of hydrological data. Also, for instance, we have a quite successful example in the La Plata Basin and in the Arctic, etc. This is also supported by the, let's call it political frame, which is provided by WMO, formerly the Resolution 25 on the exchange of hydrological data, and now by the Resolution 1 adopted by 3 years ago by the WMO Congress, which is a unified policy for data exchange, meteorological, climatological, hydrological. And by the way, I would also recall that on the basis of this resolution, WMO has contributed has cooperated with basin commissions in developing adapted strategies for the exchange of data at the basin level within the within the commission that has been quite successful. Further initiatives we are carrying out are, as I mentioned, we have the pilot project on CUS. We have also another initiative which is called WICOS, which is aimed at reinforcing the capacity of national hydrological services to collect, observe this data, because as Mr. Properzi has recalled, one of the big problems is that there are too many gaps, too many holes in the world map of data, and we are trying to fill them. You might know that WMO has presented just a few weeks ago the second issue of the State of the Global Water Resources Report, which is an informative initiative a bit to raise the awareness at the outside the technical circles on the status of the water resources, on the trends that we detect. And this is supports the what is called the hydrological status and observing system, which is a much more complex initiative, again at global level, which aims at providing information on the current status of water resources, the trend, whether they are above, below the average, or within the average, and so providing to decision maker at the global level some tool for more informed decision. And finally, a decision by the Congress that we held in May this year, May, June this year, is the renewed support to the WMO Global Data Centers. Again, these are quite old initiatives, but we are trying to adapt them to the new reality of much facilitated exchange of data through internet, much facilitated access to data through internet application. And finally, I would like to mention that we are also involved in the implementation of the early warning for all, in particular the second pillar on detection, observation, monitoring, analysis and forecasting, which is, let's say, in the DNA of WMO activities since its foundation. So this is more or less the framework of the global activities that WMO is implementing for to support exchange and access to hydrological data for better information. Thank you very much.